the whole nature of it. The nature of it works pretty good. Biology works pretty good. Your experience growing up and how your parents parented you, it's just fine that those end up being the biggest factors in how this goes. Because you know what? You have choices. You can look at your own raising, like you did, you can go back to your own, like, how my kids did this, and not work that way. You can say, my parents just kind of hand me over to schools, and I was, you know, and I was just kind of a product of school. I came home at night, my parents told me to do my homework, fed me dinner, and threw me in bed. Woke me up in the morning, make sure I was scrubbed off, get me back to school. And you go, if you didn't like the fact that school probably had other ulterior motives than anything good, you can send me home school, for better or worse. You know, seriously, you're feeling like, oh, just look at lazy parents who don't want to get up and get their kids to school. And you go, I wouldn't doubt that that might be a great one. And Lisa's going, excuse me? And everyone goes, oh, but not you! And it's like, ah, you said you're something. And it's yeah. And so, you know, you know, people say, oh, yeah, we've done all this research, and this is the right way to parent people. I remember the STEP program, the systematic, I don't know what the name is for effective parenting. It was mostly about language, about how you talk to kids, and how you could, you know, it was all about tricks. It was all about kind of mindset. Play on your kid to get them to do what you wanted by the way you said it. It's like a cop. When they pull you over, and they ask you these questions, and they're menacing questions. They are, yeah, and you're going, what? That's a setup. You tell me how fast your thing says I was going. Don't shut me up. Tell me what I'm going to get. Yeah.
According to mom. So I was going to go.
Oh, there you go. Most time I just say, I'm supposed to be watching the road, not looking at my damn speedometer. Please. If I'm looking at my speedometer to make sure I'm not going over speed, I'm going to crash into something. They're telling me things that aren't good. If I broke the law, I'll say, I think you broke the law. You go, okay, fine, thank you. Either give me my warning, if I hope you do, or give me a ticket if you're in a bad mood or if I piss you off. I know how this works. If I grovel, maybe you'll be fine. Yeah. So it was like that. And you're going, and that was a big security tactic, was how you talk to your kids. And now it's even crazier, right? We have to totally respect what children think. You know, parents are there to serve their children. And you're going, okay, but that's stupid. You're going to not produce the kind of kid that you're after. Yeah, well,
Well,
Good. You know, if you think, well, I hope she'll be in Gina, because you gotta understand, she rarely does that.
I know.
She tends to be just offended.
Yeah.
Well, there you say that about me. I'm a wonderful person. I mean, so I didn't say you're not wonderful, just straighten up. Like the whole thing, all children are supposed to roll their eyes and they should meet the parents. And the new thing, though, is your parents should just be ineffectual idiots who you can trick, you know, you can slip things past. And they're going, okay, but that also means that if the parent has something that has something smarter than you are, or has more experience than you are, you just reject that categorically, kid. And you go, that's really dumb. And you go, and yet, you go to college, and who most of your life orders from, because you tend to start, you know, loving and worshiping, a bunch of 20-something professors that are about 5 years ahead of you. And you go, that's one of the things. I said, that's my one of the biggest things that make a problem around all of college. You turn college professor into a job instead of some kind of acknowledgement of the fact that this person should be in charge of the training of others. You know, a 25-year-old PhD has no business telling other people what to do. Because all they can do is spout what 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years of education have basically been inculcated.
Well, it's true.
What? Hey, everywhere else. Good morning. Hey, when you get to that level, you're kind of well. My doctor, you know, I hate to say, I know exactly what my software said. I had IT information. I'll follow those rules that you're supposed to follow. This is what the doctor said to me, and that's what I'm going to talk about. What you're going to do, that's why I feel my way around. Yes, it's probably easier than to do what I did on my own. But I found it's a pretty interesting solution to find. Yeah. Because whether that's useful or not, it's for you to decide. Not for me. I'm just doing it. If at some point you don't, if you're almost not doing it, show me the door. That's maybe. Of course, I'm in a situation where really I have to get rid of. University, maybe it's a difficult one. So, yeah. And so, it just goes back to the whole thing, you know? I said, do the best you can as a parent. Are you going to do it differently than other people do? You probably should. Because now, if you have no better way of doing it, the way of my intelligence, then you go, maybe that would have been a smart idea 50 years ago. Yeah. I'm really starting to think that society is self-destructing. You can't listen to it. It does, you know. Flailing around suicide path, trying to reach out to anybody that thinks. And other people take advantage of it. You know, so yeah, I'd be very feeling anything that sort. But basically, go to the most people you respect the most as parents. Do what you see them doing. So yeah, it's like get on to the end time family. If anybody needs to be watching, good model. Yeah, look at the parents of end time families. I mean, they might have been lucky in the domestic lottery. They might have had a pretty easy mode. No, not all of them. But following what they give in your mind is not half bad. And that's all you need as a parent is just to be not half bad. Your kids, when they become adults, they will fill in the rest. And if they're lazy, slovenly slugs, then your parents are going to change them. So, you know what? Most parents do okay. Given all the crap that's swirling around them, all the weird advice that comes from 5,000 places, stuff shoving their face with my 25-year-old expert. Sorry. No 25-year-old can be expert in anything. They can be really good at something, but it's usually very isolated, not very useful, except with years and years and years of trying to apply it to other things. That's why society's largest problem is that we don't respect experience. And we're too eager to throw really important decisions into the hands of undeserving, quote, experts, unquote. We tend to think that energy and you are the ultimate wonderful thing. You know, no, they aren't. You don't want those guys in charge. You like to watch them on TV, right? And when they're running real fast, that's great. That's what youth and vigor is for. But you don't want them running. What stupid. That's right. But see, that's part of society's problem. We've thrown out experience in favor of energy and vigor.
I'm young. I'm strong.
That's right. And I have these ideas, and they're better than yours.
Yeah.
How can that possibly be true? Right. Yeah. Right. But see, our society also tells them that their opinions and their ideas are just as valuable as anybody else's. You don't know they're not. Now, you have no experience. You don't know anything. You have not actually lived yet. And guess what society is doing? Warping itself to make the dreams of teenagers last forever. Right? Well, I have to be responsible. That's why I like socialism. The group will take care of all the big things. You know, the group of morons like you? How on earth is different to come from that? Usually, good ideas get washed out by a bunch of loud, stupid people. Say, I just want a beer! And all of a sudden, the government says, free beer! Everybody kicks in, we all get free beer. And you go, bad move, guys. So I'm sorry. Do I have a systemic problem with the 30-year-old? Yes. Here we go. College should be full of old gray beards who have been around the block quite a bit and who have actually done something. Yeah, the only problem is our PhD, that's exactly how it not work. they pretty much got their PhD when they were in their 20s. I went to school, and I just kept going to school, and I just kept going to school, and now I work at a school. And you go, you never left school. You go, okay. Didn't really talk to you. You really know what you're talking about. Or are you just regurgitating what you were told to regurgitate? Because, yeah, it's the biggest problem. You can't, you don't speak from personal knowledge. You speak from books that you like. Like, I'll be honest. Jordan Peterson is fairly qualified as a personal experience, because he was a clinical psychologist, he was actually being a psychologist. And that's good. Instead of just going straight from being a student to being a PhD professor, you know, you're going, ugh! Which means, what you say, I like what this guy said, I don't like what this guy said. I like what this guy said, I don't like what this guy said. You think they were testing this? Oh no, it's just kind of personal feeling. And, oh no, yeah. Yeah, make it work. When you're going to college, it's a what kind of environment to embrace the lifestyle, because you shouldn't really come onto the face. And there's two phases involved. One is people who are trying to get training for the profession. Oh my gosh, it's new.
So it's the
yeah, they're going to get out of it because this is going to have to work. Yeah. Some of them have that for long ago. They're like historical. I think historical servers in here. One of these rooms has wall to wall. Anyway. Yeah. Wow. Progress. Progress, you know.
Yeah.
I do. Todd will train you for a profession, and then when you've done that profession for a long time, you expect to be good, probably after you're actually tired from your profession, then you should definitely come back. And then, as part of your retirement, you can age. And then you don't have to do it, I'm sorry, the pedagogical method, I think, is the great swelling of basically, trying to teach inexperienced people to look more experienced than they are. So that's basically, I have a lot of respect for professionals. But that's the thing, you know. They exist, obviously. There are a ton of them. They get paid pretty good. And you go, I don't think much, but I would much rather have a person who said, yeah, I've worked on cars for 30 years. So now I'm going to teach you what I know about working on cars. You go, cool. Or, yeah. Even though, guess what? That isn't their thing.
I know.
They actually have PhDs in English and all kinds of things. But they only put this kind of stuff on the side. And that is what they have here. But it's that we did it for other people. That's what NPR is supposed to be. PhD talking to other PhDs. That's all it is. things. So, I have a lot more respect for those kinds of people. I said, you guys can sit there all day long and talk about the way you do your PowerPoint presentation, the words you do, the inflections of your voice, the way you motion. It's all so much theater to me. No wonder our college president, Jeff,
He's a drama person.
It's perfect. So that's really what it ends up being. How dramatic can it be? How engaging can it be? Instead of saying, wait a minute, is what you're saying any kind of useful? Is it based on anything? Or could anybody go up and make the gestures that you make and be at least as successful in imparting the knowledge in the book into these guys? So, I thought college was for a higher grader. People all around. Students should be higher grade. Teachers should be higher grade. And you go, no, it's just that four years of high school in one class. I like drama. Why? Because it's fun and they grade. I don't have to be smart to make an A. You're going, oh boy, that's what we've got in college. That's all college is. Is there my degree in the other? What's my business degree in? Comics. You go, pretty light on science. Pretty easy on the, can I fill a button? I could pick that up pretty fast. Crack an egg or play with it, which is my preferred one. And you go, yeah, that's a bite. I think it's a good demo. Hello? Exactly. Anyway. I love you. Oh, this is clean up. Not a bad idea. Okay, this is not.
Yeah.
Who are you?
There's
Clark. That's over there. There, I'll see. Clark, I'll see him in. He's getting a parking spot. You don't know what that's going to do. And that's what you're trying to do. I guess. Yeah. Here we come.
Caucasians, here comes the train.
As if the whole world is 1,000 miles away from here, that. And it's like, you know, this thing isn't even useful for warning people on that road. That's a secret. It's like, what's the entire thing? Oh, well. You live with it. Are you alright? Oh my. Sorry. Too intense. Maybe we'll